I'm sure you're all too familiar with that song. It was an anthem. I think it was the festive season of 2015. Is that when it came out?
Yeah, yes, correct.
And you know how I remember? Because my kids were just singing the song.
Yay!
And we had to go to the beach.
We
had no choice. Shekinah, welcome to the show. Nice
Thank
to finally meet you.
Thank you for having
me. Yeah, Tandi Donnell, but obviously popularly known as Shekinah. Am I pronouncing it right?
Because
every time I hear people on the radio go Shekinah, I go no. It's Shekinah. Yeah. So you made your presence felt. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you.
You made your presence felt in the industry with this song,
yes.
Back to the Beach. How did this collaboration come about with Kyle Dirch, of course?
This was really beautiful collaboration that kind of was almost like my first experience, really, working with Kyle in studio. But I was accustomed to working with him from a TV show.
Mm.
And eventually we kind of just started hanging out and writing songs. And then he was on the competition again. And out of nowhere, I was in Joburg pushing this side and trying to be something. And nothing was really happening.
Mm.
So I kind of was inspired by all my failure to write this song. And Kyle invited me to studio with Sketchy. And when I heard the beat, I knew what it was about. I wanted to stay at home. Mm. Yeah.
So I got a lot of people going, really? I didn't know that's South African. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Because of the standard. I guess, in a way, it's complimentary. But, you know, they should get over it. Our music is right up there with the rest.
Yeah, they should definitely get over it. Yeah.
So it was a compliment, I would imagine, in more ways than one.
Yeah.
Still. Yeah. Back to the Beach. But Kyle Dirch was the beginning of many collaborations. You've collaborated with the likes of DJ Black Coffee.
Yes.
What were some of the highlights of working with Black Coffee?
Lots. Too many highlights. Black Coffee is insane. He's really cool. He gets really cool text messages from people like P. Diddy and Swizz Beatz. And I got to witness that. And for me, that was just unreal. And you know what was the best part about him?
Mm-hmm.
Was that he was so humble. And I didn't feel any less important than he was in mm-hmm. the room with him, which generally tends to be the case when you work with other male artists.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
when it came to him, he made me feel equal. He was relaxed. And he really, all his suggestions were valid. And I really appreciate that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's take it back. Well, pun intended. Let's go back to the beach.
Yes.
Where it all began.
Yeah.
What inspired the name Shekinah?
My mom is she has a doctorate in theology.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a priest, and Shekinah came to her in her heart. And it's from the Bible. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So that's my first name, Shekinah.
What does it mean? It
means the glory of God.
Glory of God, indeed.
Yeah.
And talking about your mom, your parents, you grew up in Durban and you were adopted and raised by the Donnell family.
The Donnells, yes.
Uh-huh. How did this experience shape you into the lady that you are today?
The experience really helped me have a normal life and have a normal childhood, which is what every child deserves. So it kind of set me off on the right foot, you know, into the world. Although I was like abandoned for a couple of weeks, eventually I had a home and I had a mom and a dad and brothers and sisters, and I got in trouble and I was naughty. And so I had a normal life, and I almost didn't have a normal life. So that's what the Donnells did for me.
Wow. And the music has always been there.
Yes, of course. I mean, and the Donnells love music. Everybody loves music. So
fantastic. Couldn't have chosen a better family,
exactly.
You say. So let's talk about your album Rose Gold, released in September of last year.
Yes.
Explain the title to us, Rose Gold.
Rose Gold symbolizes everything that is perfect, beautiful looking, childlike. It symbolizes innocence.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from the saying, seeing life through rose gold tinted shades. It's kind of like a 70s thing with the pink sunglasses. That's kind of what I wanted the album to signify, a very young version of me.
Mm.
Obviously, because I'm hoping I have many years in the industry to come and many albums to come. And this is the first one. So this is in the beginning where everything was rose gold and everything was perfect and everything was beautiful and everything was childlike. And all the problems were not as great as...
Yeah.
You
have a calm demeanor about you, so you're going to be around for a long time.
Yeah, I hope so.
That's for sure. So who did you work with on the album?
Lots. I worked with Mauritian from Jamali.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with Rouge, Rouge the Rapper. I worked with Asali, a female artist from Kenya. I worked with a lot, and 12 different producers,
So how would you describe, I know musers dread this question, how would you describe your sound?
I got it for you. It is R&B pop soul,
R&B, pop, soul.
Yes. All those three genres mixed into one.
Oh, yeah. That was easy because some musicians battle with that.
I had to think about it though. I had to think about it. Yeah.
No, it just dropped like that. R&B, pop, soul.
Yeah.
That's who.
R&B, pop, soul.
That's you right there. So you opened up. I mentioned earlier you collaborated with many a big name, Swizz Beatz. You dropped in there and the likes of Black Coffee. You also opened for John Legend's Darkness of Light, South African tour last year.
That was amazing. Yeah. We opened for John Legend. And I think that was a big, like one of the greatest stages we've ever performed on. And it made us feel really special, you know? So, yeah, that was John Legend, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And any tours you have coming up?
Yes. Obviously, we're everywhere. We're all over. We're doing a lot of shows. We're in Cape Town. We're in Durban. We're in Joburg. But I think what's most important is we're trying to have our own tour in August. So that will be really cool.
Mm-hmm. Is that a South African tour?
South African, yeah, definitely. Uh-huh.
It's going to go all over the country.
I hope so.
Yeah?
I hope so, yeah.
But is there demand? I mean, are you being recognized and rewarded? I mean, I'm just throwing the question out there.
Yes.
Because I think you're right up there, and I'm not just saying this. I heard your song, like I said, for the first time. I was like, wow, this is real quality. I want to listen to this. Are you getting the accolades as I think you are?
I am, and I'm really grateful. So thank you to everyone for giving me the, you know, the praise that I kind of worked really hard for. But I mean, there's still a lot of work to be done.
Mm. Yeah. And let me put you on the spot. What do you say about reality shows like Idols?
I love them.
You made it to the top six?
Yeah, I made it to the top six, and it really kind of, made me want the music life more. Mm. Without it, I wouldn't have known what it would be like. I wouldn't have had the taste, and Idols kind of, it showed me the life. It brought me to Johannesburg. It put me in the world where Radio 2000, I was introduced to all sorts of things because of Idols. And then eventually it gets taken away from you and it gets stripped from you and you want it back. So you need that thing, you know, you need something that gives you that burning desire to want to work hard for it again.
So, it's amazing. Yeah. When you have it in you, isn't
it?
No one can take it away. So even if you just make it to the top six, you prosper and then go on.
You still win. Yeah.
Because the opposite is true. Many have won, but...
Yes, but
dare I ask, where are they
exactly
now? But it sounds like, you know what I mean, I'm being nasty. But
not in a nasty way, but it's that you just don't have anything to work for and that hunger. So, yeah.
There you go. It's been an absolute pleasure meeting
you
finally.
Thank
you so much. And I'm expecting lots of great things to come in the future. Rose Gold is what we're enjoying for the time being.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, fantastic. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Shekinah in studio talking about her musical journey on an awesome Friday. Here's another track. This one is taken off Rose Gold as well.
Yes.
Different, eh?
Different.
There you go. Enjoy. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.